You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Just a couple of weeks left of the season on the continent and we'll be previewing plenty of games on this week's edition. We go to Germany, Portugal and Russia as well. Every game that we'll come to has got a little bit of something riding on it. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair, and joining me on punditing duties today is Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
Good afternoon, Sam. Good afternoon, listeners. Hello and welcome to the European Football Podcast.
I've already welcomed them.
I know, I'm welcoming them. We can both do it.
Double welcome. You couldn't possibly feel more welcomed into our podcast now.
That is true. We've got games that have got something riding on them. Mm. Now, there's a lot of games across Europe. By the way, this is the penultimate podcast of the season.
Yeah.
Next week's, who knows what we're going to talk about. There'll be bits here and there. There may be games that have nothing on them. Who knows? There's still money to be made. But we thought we'd focus on games where there is actually a little something to play for this time around. So, we're going to start with honourable mentions for games that didn't quite make it, but there's still something something on them, okay?
Yeah.
So, we'll start with in Italy.
Yeah.
Shall we have some background music? Find some background music, Sam.
For Italy?
Yeah. Well, no, not for Italy, but just general. If you go on... Yeah, that'll
should
do.
That
yeah,
one?
Yeah, go on
that
then. One. Nice.
Enjoying that?
Yeah, that's all right, yeah. We'll go with that. So, I would say that in Italy we have got Juventus, of course, can be crowned champions. They slipped up last week, as we know.
They did.
Against Roma. I quite like this. Bit of techno. Now, Juve should win the league this weekend. They play Crotone, and if Juve win, then that's it. Job done. Similarly, Crotone are really struggling at the bottom. They need something to try and catch Empoli or Genoa, but obviously they're going to struggle this time around, so I didn't really see any point in previewing a game where Juve will win,
yeah,
and therefore will win the league.
But and we've tipped them a lot this season, haven't we?
We have. Also in Italy, still to play for, AC Milan sit in sixth with 60 points. That would get them into the Europa League as things stand, but they've got Fiorentina on their heels, and Inter, although Inter have been dire recently, are still mathematically in with a shot. AC Milan, they play Bologna again. You'd probably expect a home win there.
Yep.
So we're not previewing that one. And up at the top as well, Roma and Napoli can still win the league, technically. And they'll both be battling to finish in second, if not. But again, they're going to be in the Champions League, whatever happens. So not a massive deal. So that is Italy, and it's the penultimate week as well, so we will be focusing a bit more on Italy next week.
Yep.
You would have thought, particularly with that relegation battle, probably going to go down to the wire. In Spain, obviously the title can be won in Spain. But again, Real Madrid, away at Malaga, only need a point, and they'll probably get it.
Yep.
Barca will beat Eibar as well, by the way, but that's about it, really. And then, obviously, with the bottom three already done and dusted, nothing to play for in the relegation stakes. Bilbao and Sociedad are fighting it out with Villarreal in terms of Europa League qualification. Some interesting clashes there. Villarreal are... Who have Villarreal got? Oh, wait, Valencia. That's right.
Yeah.
They could get something there. It's feasible. Bilbao away at Atleti. They're going to struggle there, you would have thought, although Atleti have nothing to play for at all. And Real Sociedad, they are away at Celta Vigo. A tricky game, although Real Madrid did win there in midweek. So plenty to play for in Spain, but again, we're not previewing any of those games at all. So we're going to stick with one in Germany, and then we've got sort of double headers. It's a European podcast first. It's sort of a real end of season feel to it. Because there's games kicking off at the same time that have massive significance in both Portugal and in Russia. So that's where our attention will lie this week.
Very succinctly put, Alex, then.
That was like actual radio. I don't know if you've ever listened to actual radio listeners. That was as close as you're ever going to get here at William Hill.
That was good stuff, that. Very good stuff. A word on Monaco as well, who have secured the Ligue 1 title.
Did you see Mbappe's goal?
Yes, I did.
It's not even that good, but everyone's raving about him, so we'll rave about that goal as well. It was just very Henry, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
Look, he's very good, and people are going to overhype him, because if you asked most... If you asked what people who claim to be football fans, the football fan on the street,
yeah,
you said, oh, Monaco are good. They go, oh, yeah, Mbappe. Because they don't know anyone else. Or Falcao, he was rubbish in England. But he has had a phenomenal season, Mbappe. He's been absolutely superb. He's been the catalyst for Monaco's title push. But they've also got some serious talent and a very, very good manager to boot. So, yeah, congratulations to them, because it takes something to beat PSG, who I know had lost Zlatan, but still, their team must have cost probably more than one of Monaco's players.
Yes.
If you think about it. Yeah. I know Monaco did splash the cash a couple of years back, but no, congratulations to them, and hopefully we'll see, well, I say hopefully, you would expect to see Juve and Real assert in their respective leagues as well.
You would, yes. It would be a record clinching successive victory in Serie A for the old lady as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they've been phenomenal. And as well, well done to Feyenoord.
Yes.
Of course, if we're mentioning the major European leagues.
What a way for Dirk Kuyt to go out as well.
Dirk Kuyt, who is actually 84 now. It's one heck of an achievement for him, isn't it? And he's a fantastic player. I'd say a deserved success for him. I'm trying to think, are there any other major leagues that we've forgotten? Salzburg have won in Austria. The Belgian league, who knows what's going on? They've split into mini leagues and I don't like it at all.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
But it hasn't finished anyway. We might feature Belgium next week.
Yeah. Juve won a third Coppa Italia
they
week, didn't
did,
they?
And they
third
were
successive Coppa Italia.
Ludicrous price to do so. Hindsight's a wonderful thing and all that, but how they were pushing even money is baffling. Anybody else who we haven't mentioned league-wise?
Probably.
Switzerland.
They don't get much of a feature on this podcast.
No, they don't. I'm just trying to think of anything that's even slightly, in inverted commas, popular. But I think that's just about it. For the record, over in Switzerland, Basel have won the league with games to spare. Is normally the case.
Going into the final round of matches in the Ligue 2 season, though, six teams can still win the title.
Yeah, which is absolutely phenomenal. And as I was doing my research on the Russian games, the Russian second division...
Yeah.
In fact, was it the Russian second division? I'm going to have to double check now. It is incredible in Ligue 2, as you mentioned. I'm just going to have a look at Russia. It was in one of the leagues. I believe it is in Division 1, so the second division.
Yeah.
The battle for relegation is absolutely phenomenal. You've got a side who are already relegated with 27, and then five teams go down in total. Points-wise, reading up, 38, 39, 39, 39, 39, 40, 41 and 42 could all still go down. So from 12th to 19th, that's all to play for on the final day of the season.
That is a brutal system. Five teams get relegated.
Absolutely savage, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
But I think it's because in the Russian league tier system, underneath that you've got regional. Many, many little Division 2s that are regional, so you need a side to come up from each of those.
Yes.
Isn't football wonderful?
It is.
You're learning on this podcast.
You'd hate to get sort of shafted it if you got relegated and there wasn't enough room in your regional league. You'd have to, for example, if you get if you get relegated out of the conference, if you're from the north, they'll try and put you in the conference north, but sometimes you have to go and play in the south. You'd be stitched up royally if that happened in Russia.
That's a journey.
that is a real journey.
That's an away day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I don't know how that works. If you do know how that works, listeners, get in touch with us on Twitter, because that is something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
But there you go.
That could potentially be awful.
So, yeah, there's plenty to play for in many leagues, but we're going to focus on... Well, I'd say the main one is in Germany.
Yes.
It's a big one, but at the same time, it still isn't quite the be-all and end-all. I'll tell you why in a second.
Good stuff. Let's begin in Germany then, in the Bundesliga. Hamburg versus Wolfsburg in what is a real relegation scrap. Hamburg in the betting at 8-5, 23-10 the draw. Wolfsburg are priced up at 17-10. Enhanced odds for this one as well. Bobby Wood to score in a Hamburg win, that was 18-5, it's now 4-1. And Mario Gomez to score in a Wolfsburg win, that was 3-1. It's been pushed out to 7-2. The way of things then in Germany at the moment, they are fighting to avoid a relegation playoff spot where they would play aside from the Bundesliga Schweiz for a spot in the Bundesliga next season. Hamburg currently occupying that unwanted position on 35 points. Wolfsburg 2 points better off in 15th with 37. Also on 37 points, though, are Augsburg and Mainz, and Bayer Leverkusen not completely out of the woods yet either. They're just a point better off on 38 points. So there are plenty of teams still involved in this scrap. Darmstadt are relegated. Ingolstadt, the writing is on the wall for them. But in terms of that relegation playoff spot, it's looking a little bit nervy for these two teams.
Yes, I will just correct you on something that you said there, Sam.
Yes.
Because, of course, fans of maths will know that it is just between these two sides. Because, obviously, both of them can't win, can they? Can they, Sam? The penny's just dropped. Mm. The penny has dropped. Because, of course, if Hamburg win, then Wolfsburg will be in. If it's a draw, then Hamburg will be in. And, similarly, if Hamburg lose, they will, of course, be in.
It's because I momentarily forgot that this is an 18-team league. Exactly. So I was looking at the games thinking,
there you go.
There's more...
It's okay.
There's more games to come.
Everybody makes mistakes, Sam. Everybody makes mistakes. Fine.
Good job you're on the ball.
I've done my prep.
Okay, good stuff.
So, in this, as you mentioned, it is tricky because it is not a relegation player. This is not a relegation playoff in that, if you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
They do have the chance to play a two-legged game against, aside from the division below, I think it's going to be Braunschweig from... the Bundesliga's Zwei, who are most likely to come up against whoever is the side potentially to drop out of this league. Now, Hamburg are the only remaining founder members of the Bundesliga to never be relegated.
Right.
Even Bayern, they weren't relegated, but they weren't a founder member of the Bundesliga. So, and Hamburg have been flirting with relegation for many a season now. In fact, they won playoff games in 2014 and 15, and last year finished, I think they finished in 10th last year, and everyone thought, great, finally we're on the way up. Not the case. They had a dreadful start to the season. They actually picked up quite well once they changed managers, but they've really sort of dropped it again in the closing stages. They had the easiest run-in of everybody down there against sides that are in and around them, and they haven't done much, really. Massive, massive goal last game, though, at Schalke, 92nd-minute equaliser. And that could be key, just that bit of momentum that provides. And they know that if they go and win this, they're safe. That's a fantastic knowledge to have, because often in the last day of the season, it's great to know that there's games everywhere that are affecting each other. But at the same time, you have teams that are on the beach, and it's not really fair on the side that perhaps need them to do them a favour.
Yeah, sure.
As we see plenty of times. It's part and parcel of the game, of course, but it's nice to see this one where both sides will be gunning for it. That said, I think this will end in a draw.
Yeah.
Wolfsburg will more than happily settle for a point.
And they might just set up for that point as well.
Exactly.
And make it very difficult.
And even if they don't, I mean, let's face it, neither of these two sides should be down here in terms of the name.
Prestige.
In inverted commas.
Yes.
Particularly Wolfsburg, who you look at their squad, it's still pretty good.
I was just about to say that they still boast an impressive roster of players, don't they?
But Sam, no side is too good to go down.
Indeed.
As we know. So it's a fascinating game. I think the draw at 23-10 is a big player. I also like draw and both teams to score, which is 3-1. Now, normally the draw and both teams to score market is not vastly different to the draw market in itself. You might get a slight enhancement, but really negligible. It's actually quite a big jump from 23 to 10 out to 3s. I can't see this finishing 0-0. Not when so much is riding on it.
Yeah.
So I'll take draw on both teams to score at 3s. I'm more than happy with that. I just think, look, Wolfsburg need it. It would do for them. And Hamburg will be huffing and puffing, but their form in recent weeks just isn't enough to make me want to back them. I know this always happens in relegation scraps. You get a side that are, just because they have to win doesn't mean they're going to.
Yeah.
You look at their recent form, it's pretty poor. So draw the most likely result. Draw on both teams, also worth a look at 3s.
Okay, good stuff. Draw then in that crucial Bundesliga fixture. The draw is available at 23-10, and it's 3-1 if you fancy a score draw, Hamburg versus Wolfsburg. 2:30 Saturday, that one kicks off. We go over to Portugal now, taking a couple of games from Portugal, and we begin with Moriense, who welcome Porto on Sunday. Moriense in the betting here at 130, 11-4 about the draw. Porto are available at 7-10. Porto, season's over. They're going to finish second regardless of what happens. Moriense, all to play for. Just a point clear of Tondela, who we're going to preview very shortly. But it doesn't get much tougher than playing Porto for your potential Premier League status next year.
No. And it's interesting because you look at the two sides that could go down here. Can we just have the price, actually, for the Tondela game as well?
Tondela are 3-4, shade of odds on, at home. 13-5 about the draw, and their opponents, Braga, are available at 100-230. and Braga have secured a Europa League spot next season. Can't move up a place, can't go down a place. They are going to be playing in a Europa League qualifying round no matter what.
Now, it's interesting because both Tondela and Moreirense, if you look at the Portuguese form table in the last five games, Tondela sits second and Moreirense in seventh. Moreirense have not lost in that five games and Tondela have only lost once. Why are these two down here? Well, it's because they've been ranked for the rest of the season, is the answer. But you've got a Moreirense side who, despite the fact they've been in decent nick of late, they've still only won three times at home all season. Their home form is nothing staggering. And as you said, they come up against a Porto side who've only lost once in the league all season, full stop. So, though Moreirense don't need to win, in terms of they could mess up, and as long as Tondela mess up as well, then things will be okay. I have a feeling that if they want to stay up, Moreirense are going to have to win.
Yeah.
And quite simply, I don't think they can. So, Tondela. Now, they can beat the Braga side, who are, as you mentioned, very much on their holidays now, you would expect.
Yes.
They just cannot move. And Tondela, we've mentioned their recent form has been staggering. It has been absolutely sensational. 3-2-1 wins and a 2-0 win in the last five games, and the one defeat came away at Boa Vista. Their home form is all right. It's nothing stunning, but they have won six times at home this season, including, as I've already mentioned, the last three at home in the league. The price absolutely stinks, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
3-4 on a side who are very much they're being priced up on what they need to do.
Yeah.
If this was a middle-of-the-season game, even with Tondela in decent form, they would still arguably be the outsiders of these two.
Yeah.
So from a value point of view, it isn't a good price. But I do think they'll win. So if you are looking for a winner, I do think they will, but the price isn't fantastic. But the bet that I really like, so we'll go with Tondela to win this, and I think Moreirense can probably snatch a draw against Porto, who, for all that they've only lost once this season, they have finished second in the league.
And they're on the beach as well.
Yeah, they've drawn 10 games of 33. I think this could be another draw, with Moreirense huffing and puffing, but not quite getting there. So I'll tip the draw in that game, 11-4. I'll tip Tondela to win at 3-4. But the best bet for me is in the Tondela-Braga game, and it's both score no draw at 17-10.
Yeah.
Purely because Tondela have to go for it, whatever happens. So I do think that they will win, but I fancy them to ship a goal at the same time. But I just can't see this ending in a draw at all. So it's 17-10 for both score no draw. Well worth a look. As by the same token is Tondela and both teams, which is 11-4. I just think they will let one in at some point in the game, but they will have to go for it. And they may leave themselves very open. Say it is 1-1 with 5 minutes to go. Braga could quite comfortably go at the other end and score. But in my opinion, Tondela win, Tondela stay up. Now, there's no market on the website for specifically Tondela to stay up. But I do think that they will. So I'm taking them to overtake Moreirense on the final day of the season. It's incredible that these two have arrived here in such good form.
Yes.
It is a pity to lose one of them because some of the other sides above them, in my opinion, are worse.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take Tondela to upset the odds a little bit.
Okay. Tondela then to stay up, and if you like to follow Alex in there, then it's 17-10 about both teams to score no draw in the Tondela versus Braga match. That's in Portugal. We'll go over to Russia as well, where we've still got games with something on them in Russia. We start with CSKA in Moscow, who entertain Angie. Try and say their second name.
Anzi. I'll do.
Anzi.
Machakala.
Machakala.
Machakala. Something like that. Anzi. We know that was Anzi.
Yeah.
That's fine.
They're in action against CSKA in Moscow. CSKA in Moscow are in second place. They do just need to repel the challenge of Zenit St. Petersburg to secure Champions League football next season. So there's plenty on this for CSKA. And Anzi, similarly, they're just 2 points clear of another relegation playoff spot, if you like. So both teams hungry for the points here for very different reasons.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this, because, well, it's not tricky from a betting point of view, because CSKA know that a win will keep them in the Champions League. By the way, Spartak Moscow away and gone with the league.
Yeah.
Fantastic season for them. They've been far and away the best. They are 10 points clear of CSKA going into the final day of the season. CSKA sit 1 point ahead of Zenit, so CSKA know that a win will do for them. Look, their price is very, very short, but they should win this because Anzi are not the side that maybe you associate with them being, if you go back 5 or 6 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, and they had lots of money, and the likes of Samuel Eto'o was there, and Christopher Samba was there, and Willian was there. Was Willian there? Yes, he was there.
Yeah.
They're just not...
And the owner got very bored, didn't he?
Yeah, basically, yeah. they're just not the same, and you look at their team now, and it's just bang average, to be honest. So, yes, they are looking nervously over their shoulder, but I'd be surprised if they were to go down or to end up in that relegation
match. Yeah, sure.
But at the same time, I cannot make a single case for them here. So, CSKA, so good at home. Only Spartak Moscow have won the league, have won at CSKA in the league all season. I know Spurs went there and won, which was one heck of a result as well. They are very, very dominant at home. Anzio Port, they'll offer little resistance here. Put my teeth back in. So, CSKA to nil is the bet, quite simply.
Yeah.
So although there is something to play for in this game, basically what I'm saying is, straight away, null and void. CSKA win, they get in the Champions League, but Anzi don't quite go down.
Yes, okay.
Basically. And that makes the other game almost, not null and void, the other game being...
Lokomotiv Moscow in action against Zenit St. Petersburg. Of course, as we mentioned there, Zenit a point behind CSKA, do need a bit of a favour from Anzi to try and get into the final Champions League qualification spot. And given that you think CSKA win and win comfortably, this is a bit of a fruitless task for Zenit.
Quite possibly. They will go there, you know, with the best intentions and hoping that something can happen. And strange things have happened. Anzi are not complete Muppets. They're not bottom of the league.
Yeah.
But in terms of this game, Lokomotiv Moscow are only okay at home. They're okay. They're not superb. They're seventh in the table. They're okay. That's all I've got to say about them, really. But they have absolutely nothing to play for. Zenit's away form, though, is far from scintillating. They've got good home form, barring one slip-up a few weeks ago. The key for me here is 9 of the 12 games that Zenit have played since the winter break, both teams to score, no has landed.
Okay.
So when Zenit are slipping up, they're doing so without scoring, basically. And when they're winning, they're doing so without conceding.
Yep.
Quite straightforward. Quite a nice way of going at things. So, well, you've got options here. You can either back unders on the goals.
Yep.
That's fine. That's okay. You could back both teams to score no, which is the logical suggestion. Or you could back, potentially, we've got the teams to win and both teams to score market.
Yeah.
Sorry. Teams to win and under 2.5 goals market. You could feasibly back both of those. So both sides to win and under 2.5 goals. Mm-hmm. Dutch the two of them, perhaps, if that's what you feel. Or maybe weight it more one way than the other, if that's the way that you think. But Zenit at around about even money, not a convincing price as far as I'm concerned. So although there is something to play for here and Zenit have to go and win, I don't think they will. I don't think it'll matter anyway what they do. But I don't think that they will. So I will take... I'll take both teams score, no. That has to be the pick.
Okay.
But if you are looking for an outright bet, I'd certainly be weighting things probably more towards Lokomotiv Moscow at the price that they are.
Yes.
And that will be a blow for Zenit, ending up in the Europa League from the start of the season. Obviously, they sometimes end up there. Many sides do. They end up and you're kind of anyway. They're kind of going, that's okay, because that's probably our level. We had a nice time in the Champions League.
Yeah, sure.
But do I really want to go to Barca and lose 5-0? No, I actually quite like to play the likes of Anderlecht at home and win 1-0.
Yes.
So, disappointing for whoever does drop out, most likely Zenit. But, yeah, it's just... It's a shame that CSKA have got such an easy game.
Yes.
Because otherwise that would really set it up nicely.
It would.
So, I think we've covered just about everything now. In every league of Europe...
Yes.
Best bet for me this week, the draw in Germany.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd probably go draw on both teams as the nap at threes. Draw on both teams to score.
Draw on both teams to score at 3-1.
Hamburg-Wolfsburg will only suit one of them, but I think it is pretty likely.
Since you're providing the value on the double this week, I'll go for a shorter price, but one that I think sticks out like a bit of a sore thumb, and that is Monaco, who are... unbelievably, even money away at home to Rennes. I know they've won the league now, Monaco. Don't necessarily have anything to play for, but they've got no cup finals, no Champions League to play for, no reason why they should rest players. Rennes have got nothing to play for. They're marooned in mid-table. And just because the league's won, Monaco haven't stopped being by far and away the best team in France this year. Mm. Even money, I thought, was just too big about Monaco away from home, and well, just a silly price, really. So I'll be napping that this week. And if you combine that with Hamburg versus Wolfsburg, at 3-1 as a double, it pays 7-1.
Nice. So Hamburg, Wolfsburg, both teams to score and the draw. 3.
Yes.
Monaco at even money. 7-1 exactly. Job's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I've sort of given up on catching you in the Naps table. So.
Can't be done. I'm the best.
I'm the best.
No, I'm not. But hopefully I can add to my advantage and finish on a winning streak. And we'll be back next week for whatever's left of European football. If there's anything that is
mopping up the scraps
slightly
week,
interesting, then we'll be taking it, basically. And if not, then it'll be a mainly Italian-themed podcast.
It will. Thank you very much, Alex Dunn. Do listen to William Hill's In-Play Radio throughout the course of the week, where they'll be providing you all the best in-play betting angles on all of the week's football. Check out the William Hill Audio Boom page for all of our podcasts. Thank you very much, Alex. We'll speak again next week.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.